It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have some members of the USU Eastern Theater Department. I've got Brent Ennis. He is a, you know, he's a teacher up there. He's a professor. Can we call you a professor?
Sure.
Okay. He is a professor up there with the theater department. Then we have a couple of people that are actors in the theater department. We have Ben Peterson and Morgan Ennis, and they've got a great event coming up. It's a dinner and an auction that's going to help them to take a show and go out on tour. Lady and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
So we're going to start with Brent. And Brent, a few years back, you guys were ready to roll on a tour, and then something happened that shut the entire world down, right?
COVID killed us originally, but now we're back.
And now we're back, and this is going to be a lot of fun. But you know what? The tour requires some extra funds, and so they're looking to help from the community to get them kind of over the top. So this is what they've put together. This is a dinner and an auction. It's going to go on at 6 p.m. on December 6th in the lobby of the CIB, which is the main building there on campus right next to the Geary Theater. The same building that the Black Box Theater is in, and those kinds of things. So let's talk for a moment, Brent, about the dinner and the auction. So give us prices and all that good stuff.
All right. The dinner is going to be pretty spectacular. We have two different kinds of lasagna, breadsticks, salad, dessert, USU specialty drink, some sparkling punch thing that everybody loves. And tickets are $15 for a single and $25 for a couple. And those tickets are available limited number online through Eventbrite.
And Brite is B-R-I-T-E.
Correct.
If you're looking for it. So go in there and find that, and you can get your tickets that way. So let's talk for a moment about the auction. What kinds of things are you going to have on the auction, that kind of stuff?
We have some pretty amazing items coming in for the auction. There's a one-of-a-kind hand-beaded native medallion featuring the USU Eastern Athletics logo, which is all hand-beaded, and it's pretty spectacular. We have golf passes for all across the state, 18 holes plus a cart for two or four players, depending on the purchase you get. We have a Tim Hortons specialty Canadian coffee package that is, for the coffee lovers, it's premium. It's better than Starbucks. We have custom cakes. We have custom artwork. We have hand-forged knives. We've got sports packages from Rock Hard Survival. We've got...
Sounds to me like the list goes on and on and on and on, and it's pretty diverse.
It is very diverse, and it goes on. We have, at face value, right now about $4,500 worth of items in the auction, and we hope to get some of that back to us.
Get it back to you. And then another thing that was a part of this is the Savers Drive, if you want to talk about that for a moment.
Yes, we did the Savers clothing, soft goods, household items drive last year to help raise money for different events, and it was a good run for us and successful, so we're doing that again. So we'll take clothing, handbags, boots, accessories, bedding, baby clothes, adult clothes, anything that is a household soft good, and we'll take it to Savers, and they will pay us a cash price per pound.
Oh, wow. So that's a pretty good deal as well. So if you've got all that, those kinds of things laying around, if people have those things, what do they need to do with them?
They can contact the theater department via email, brent.innes, I-N-N-E-S, at usu.edu, to arrange for pickup, and we're happy to come pick it up and take it off your hands, or you can drop it off in the CIB room 127.
Okay. So, and once again, as we said, all of this is going to help you guys take the show on tour. And now we're going to talk with Morgan and Ben about the show and the tour itself. So Morgan and Ben, thank you so much for coming in this morning and spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the show itself. It's Sherwood, and people will get a chance to see this. It's coming up in January. It'll be on the stage there at USU Eastern, and then the show is going to go out on tour. So I'm assuming that both of you have something to do with Sherwood.
Yeah, I'm playing Robin Hood. It's a Robin Hood story, but it's kind of a British comedy style, very witty, very heavy in wordplay. It's very fun. And we're really excited.
All right. And Morgan, who are you in it?
I'm the stage manager.
Oh, so you're taking the easy road. Well, not really the easy road. You've got to wrangle all these guys.
I do. I have to make sure that everything is okay, that they're okay, and that everything can be successful for tour.
All right. And then I would assume that a lot falls on you when this show goes out on tour.
Yes.
Okay. So where are we taking this show? Where are we going to go and take the show and share it with everybody else?
We're going all the way up into southern Alberta in January, but we will also be taking the show to the Utah Theater Association Conference in Orem this year, and we will be stopping by in Logan and performing at the Utah Theater, as well as performing here in Price.
So isn't that kind of exciting to be able to take this out and go on the road with it?
Oh, yeah. This is something that I've always wanted to do, especially with this group. Just performing in Logan, because I'm from there, and so I love all the theaters up there. And this will be just a great opportunity for all the students, because most of them probably never left their own high school theater or our college.
So now, Morgan, I'm going to talk to you, because let's talk about this tour. Let's talk about logistics. How is this all going to work? Is the set fairly minimal that it'll all fit in like a box truck, or how's that going to happen?
Yeah, so we're going to have just stage blocks, which are just weighted plywood boxes for our set that we will be moving. We have us as stage managers taking charge of props and making sure everything's in order there, and then we'll be helping with costumes. So everyone is all hands-on to help, and it's going to be big, but it'll be really great. So.
Very, very good.
We're also going to be using a lot of projection technology, which is kind of sweeping through the theater, a lot of newer technology there, but that really kind of helps add a new dimension of scenery.
And once again, this show will be on, is it going to be at the Geary or is it going to be in the Black Box first?
It's going to be in the Geary.
So it'll be on the stage at the Geary January 9th, 10th, 11th. And then the 18th through the 21st, we'll get you guys back in again closer to that and talk a little bit more about this show, because it's going to be a lot of fun. But really what we're talking about right now is a dinner and auction going on December 6th at 6 p.m. in the lobby of the CIB building. Dinner is $15 per person or $25 per couple. And you can get those tickets on eventbrite.com. And then right after dinner, about 7:30, Brent, is that correct?
Correct.
About 7:30, the auction will start, and lots of great ideas. And don't forget, Christmas is around the corner. Great gift ideas. And then the Savers Drive. If you've got gently used soft goods, clothing, anything like that, get a hold of them at the theater department. They will even come and pick your stuff up. So, Brent, one last time, give people all the info if they have things that they want to donate and how they can get a hold of you.
You can email me directly at brent.innes, I-N-N-E-S, at usu.edu. We'll arrange to pick your items up, or you can drop them off at the CIB room 127, and we'll take care of it from there.
All right. Did we cover everything? I think we got it, didn't we?
I think so.
All right. So once again, Brent Innes, Ben Peterson, and Morgan Innes with the USU Eastern Theater Department. Big dinner and auction going on December 6th at 6 p.m. up on campus in the CIB. Tickets available on Eventbrite. That's Brite.com. Thanks once again for coming in today, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.